Actually, I don't think we did. We do Yud Zayin last week. I'm not sure if we did Yud Zayin even last week.
I don't think we did.
I don't think so. Let's take Yud Zayin.
Yud
Zayin is not very long. So we'll just do Yud Zayin quickly. Yud Zayin is based on a quick din in Tosfos on the Ran, where they say that it is the Gezerah, which we've come across already a few times, that if you leave something someplace where it might not be Derech Bishul, but if you leave it there long enough, it will be Mevashel, meaning so you're not even allowed to leave there for a short amount of time. Right? So that we've come across a few times, let's just see it inside. Aser li tinsonin al hamecham afil lahafshir kol shehamecham cham, lahafshir kol shehamecham cham, kol kash ilu haya menichu sham harbe haya bali de bishul. So you're not allowed to leave cold water on a warm fire, even if it's only to remove the chill. As long as if you leave it there long enough, it would actually come to cook the water. Dehainu sheyeh yatzel esbo, which means that it will become that the water will become yatzel esbo. Shedin meniach al gabi meichem kedin meniach keneged habedura. Plus putting it on top of a water heater, I mean, it's like putting it on top of a kettle or putting it on top of a water block, putting it on top of an umblach would be the same thing, right? To take cold water and put it on top of anything where, even if you consider it's not there official, but it will, but if you leave it there long enough, it will heat up. You're not even allowed to leave it there in order to take out the chill. Now, if it's not very hot, though, such that it will never actually be able to heat things up, so then it would be mutter. If it's something that would never actually, Mishnah Berurah points out, kufiyut beis afilu imatzonin hu davar shelo nisbashel me'olam, even if it's never been cooked, meaning if it's never going to become cooked, you don't have to worry about it, right? You're allowed to leave it by that area, by the furnace, by the fire, whatever, as long as there's no way, if it's while it's in that place, that it will ever become yatzel lezbo. Yeah.
I don't understand something. Yatzel lezbo, is that equivalent to bishul or not? In other words, if I heat up the water to yatzel lezbo.
Right.
Let's say even out of water, whatever. Water is accurate.
Right, so that's the line that we're using for bishul.
We use it for the second bishul. Is it also for the first bishul? In other words, if I cook, I don't know, an egg.
Yeah.
I consider it cooked.
An egg needs to be cooked. A solid thing needs to be cooked. So that's interesting. It was an egg. It will become hot, but I don't know how eggs work. What point does it actually become?
Well, I guess the best example would be pasteurization. The problem is with liquids, it doesn't matter if they cool off.
Right, so we assume that it is a pasteurization. It's not right. It does count for boiling. It doesn't count. So the next thing is it's an interesting thing. So there is a so this is not really found in the Gemara. This din is really found based on the Rishonim, and it's not even really found in the Bishul Sugyas. It's really found in the Malacha of Tzoveya, but it has ramifications towards Bishul, as we'll see. Ha'ilfas v'ha'kedera, it says in Yudches. If you have a pan or a pot, right, shehaviron me'rochin me'al gabi ha'or, that you removed it boiling from on top of the fire, im lo nisbashel, so you got it off the fire, but it's still obviously a kli rishon, right? So im lo nisbashel kol tzorcho, im motzi'in b'kaf mehem. If it has not fully cooked, you're not allowed to ladle out of it. Shenimtsa megis, because it will be found that you are mixing it around. V'ika mishum mevashel, and therefore, in a way, you're causing cooking, right? You're mixing it around, so you're causing cooking. V'im nisbashel kol tzorcho, however, if it was fully cooked, mutter. It would be permissible, and here is the connection to another part of Lamentas Malachos about semer liyore afapisha kalat ha'ayin asul ha'gizbo. But wool that's in a pot that's there to dye, so that you're not allowed to mix around because that's going to add to the tzuveya somehow. That's different thing. So comes the Ramban and says v'lechadchila yesh li zaher af b'keder b'chol inyan. However, l'chadchila, you should be careful, even by a kedera, in all of these cases. So what does the Ramah mean, be careful, all these cases? Well, what's going on here? So the assumption is, I mean, the bet is that when you cook things, so it doesn't all become uniformly cooked at the same time. That's the fear that we have. that it's not cooked. And if you mix it together, so that is going to cause things that are not cooked to become cooked. So ad kedei kach, so much so that even when you take taking something off of a fire, such that it's only a kli rishon, and everything in the pot was in that same kli rishon, so we assume it's not all uniformly cooked, and you're going to mix it together, right? And the kli rishon stuff is going to intermingle with the things that have, well, everything's kli rishon. The hot cooked stuff is going to mix with things that are not yet cooked. It's going to cause more cooking to take place, right? And that's going to cause bishul of some of those things. Okay, that's Chiddush A, right, which we haven't come across. It isn't in the Gemara, is only found in Rishon. That's Chiddush A. Chiddush B, that's mentioned, that seems to be here, is that he's not even talking about mixing. He's talking about using a kaf, ladling. Right? Ladling out causes, the Shulchan Aruch is claiming, ladling out causes mixing to take place. And therefore, when you ladle out, so there you're going. So that's really a double chiddush that's coming up here in Sif Yud Ches.
But really, it's because you're effectively combining. You're doing something to the environment to allow something that was less cooked to
right.
be.
More
in contact with something that was more cooked,
right?
Whether it's with a ladle or whatever,
right?
I
think the ladle's a big kiddush because
why is the ladle a big kiddush?
Yeah, you just said it was a big kiddush.
Well, I know he.
That's
I know.
A kiddush.
Why is that?
Well, I was just arguing why is that?
Why?
Well, it's not a fetish. It's that once you're given permission to ladle, you could just say, I'm going to take the stuff from the bottom and reach down. I mean, the...
Well, of course.
I understand why. That's why it's not such a big fetish. I mean,
But then you're over on A. Then you're over on fetish A anyway, right? I don't know that if you did it with a ladle or you shook it up would make
well.
Much
it's
difference.
Again. This is based on a Gemara. It's based on the Gemara by this wool that if you mix it, which is really talking about mixing it around in order to get bubbles. So we're saying just as there causes more stuff to take place, so Kibayas will cause more stuff to take place.
Okay.
So much so that our Shulchan Aruch is asering even ladling out. Now Joel is saying, well, what's the big deal? If you ladle out from the top, you ladle out from the bottom. Right, it's really the same thing, right? And obviously, that's mixing everything up. Right,
you can do it in such a way, but once you're given permission to use it later, you may come to mix it. Then that's
the answer. Sure. Right. No,
so I have a question: what cold sarco means?
Mm-hmm.
It's cold sarco, then it's fully cooked.
Right.
And you can ladle from today until tomorrow.
That's what you would think.
Doing.
So right.
If it's really cold sarco, so it seems like maybe it wasn't really cold.
Right. So again, what did the Shulchan Aruch, we've got to focus on what the Shulchan Aruch said. Right? What did he actually say? So the only things he said is that if it was, well, removed from the fire even, right? If it was not fully cooked, you can't put the ladle in, right? Because that's going to cause bishul. Right, and then the Ramah adds in, and you should really be careful after kadir b'chol inyan. With all the kadiras anywhere, even whether it was cooked or not, it sounds like that's what the Ramah is saying. Whether it was cooked or not cooked, whatever, you still should be careful, etc. So why is that? So in the footnotes to the Beis Yosef here, so he quotes a few Rishonim who say that the problem is that we're not necessarily sure that it was actually ever fully cooked. I mean that even though it was fully cooked, there may be spots there that aren't really cooked, maybe some little thing, you know, little pockets where it may have stayed cool, and therefore by mixing it up, you're going to cause those spots. So even though it was a mevashel kol tzoracho, so one still has to be careful. So that's a big chiddush. I mean, usually you look at a chulent, and a chulent that's been sitting on the fire for 10 hours already, and you tell me, well, I know it looks fully cooked, I know it looks fully burnt, and I know you got to put water in order to make sure it's not burnt, but you should know that there is a chance that there's some spots in there that are still cold. That's a little far-fetched. I mean, that's a little bit beyond. But that seems to be what we're being choshish for. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. So Mishnah Berurah says shaviron mi roschin, right? Nakat shaviron. Why does it say remove? What about on the fire itself? Right, on the fire itself should be for sure be a problem. So he says, yeah, nakat shaviron l'rabusa dafilu bezet aser, that even if it was removed from the fire, still it's aser kishaloni special kol tzorcho, right? As long as it wasn't fully cooked. Uven special kol tzorcho, but if it is fully cooked. Right, afilu omed al gabe haor mutter lohotzi bekaf. Right, if it was fully cooked, even if it's on the fire, you should be able to stick in your ladle and take stuff out. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'chein mashma bebeis Yosef, and that's what it sounds like from the Beis Yosef. I mean, the Beis Yosef doesn't quote anybody lahachma. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote anybody lahachma around that. Right, came out from Beis Yosef. Aval be Elia Rabba masik the Yishla Isser b'zeh. There's an Elia Rabba that says that maybe perhaps we should aser this
while it's on the fire,
and while it's on the fire, maybe
not if even you afterwards. Okay.
Well, if you want to add, you know, 1 + 1 = 1, you would say that also if it's off the fire.
Right,
so the chashash is therefore found on the bottom. What are we concerned about? So you take a look at the Sharat Siyun on the bottom. It says Keno Chiyach Mi Kolbo. Right, that's what we learn out from the Kolbo. The Lahak Kolbo, the Sefer Kolbo, which is an excellent name for a Sefer. Right, Kolbo, everything's there. Right, Lahak Kolbo Ima Yahagasa Mamish Yishbo Chiyav Chatas. Right, according to Kolbo, he says you have a Chiyav Chatas. Kivin Shiva Ala Eish if it was on the fire. Moshe Kasa Magin Avram Bishmo Umashiratza El Yerabu Lichos the Efshar the Mairi Ha Kolbo Below Nispashal Kol Tzorcho Lo Nihira Midimisayim Tekev. Dilhachi mutter liskok patsalim be'etz haparur betoch hakadera lefishu achar harada mina eish. What are we talking about here? The Kolbo says if it was again here with my Kolbo v'lach Kolbo imayah hagasa mamish, if it was really if to do really do hagasa, meaning when it's not fully cooked, right? If you would actually take a chulin that's half cooked, right, and go and start mixing it around. Right, kivat shuhal eish, since we're on the fire, you'd be chay b'chatas. That'd be an iser. That'd be an iser milacha doraisa. Why would that be an iser doraisa? Because you are you're cooking, right? You're causing it. You are causing it to cook faster.
But why a chatas? Because you don't realize what you're doing. Think it's fully cooked.
I mean, why does he say chatas? I would say you'd say doraisa over doraisa. We would say chatas because we say chatas often just to denote nisr deraisa, even though. Yeah, it's a good point.
You don't want to say you should be stoned.
Right. The chumash kasev amagin avram bishmo umashirata el yirabu libchos. Right after el yirabu wants to say the efshar de mairi hakolba baloni special kol tzoracho, that maybe the kolba was only talking about when it's not fully cooked. Lo nehira mi de misayim tekef de lahachi mutter lischok batzalim beitz haparur betoch hakudera lefishahu achar horada min ha'esh. He says that you are allowed to put in. Therefore, you're allowed to put in these vegetables and stuff after it's moved from the fire. V'reishim mevushal kol tzorcho midemashmi yachuv shuv beis Yosef, which is making it sound like it was mevushal kol tzorcho. So based on a drasha out of the kolbo, so he wants to say that the kolbo would even say if it's not fully cooked, you still have to be careful about this concept of hagasa. Okay, so that's where this Eli Rabba is coming from. About Eli Rabba Masik the Yish Lasser, that there are those that would aser this. I mean, it sounds like even the Eli Rabba isn't necessarily asering this. As Mishnah Berurah is saying, there are those that would aser such a thing. Right? What is that thing? That if it's fully cooked, you're not allowed to mix it. Now, what about Al Eish versus not Al Eish? So we'll see that shortly. That's the last Mishnah Berurah on the Sif. So comes the next Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yudalet. Shinim Sam Megis V'Chol Shekein LaHagis Mamish to Aser. For certainly to mix it is Aser. Meaning, what's he talking about? He's saying you're not allowed to stick your ladle in. So certainly, right? You see where we are? Yeah. In the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yudalet. Shin Yud Ches. There. Right. So he said Shinim Sam Megis V'Chol Shekein LaHagis Mamish. Right, the Shulchan Aruch is only saying sticking your ladle in. So Mishnah Berurah is saying, and certainly to mix it around, that's aser. That's an iser chatas. That's an, right, he uses the same language. That's an iser deraisa. Right, lefi masha pasukah Shulchan Aruch le'el b'sif dalet. The bezem misayeya umekariv lahabishul b'chashiv kumavashul. Right, if it's not fully cooked and you're mixing it around, you're doing karav l'bishul, causing it to cook faster. called tzorcho mutter. And then he says, but however, avim is special called tzorcho. It's mutter. What does it mean? What is mutter? So Mishnah Berurah says, if you lag is though, even to mix it, the ein bishul achar bishul. Right? There's no. It's fine. It's fine at that point. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. The Mishnah Berurah here is Asur Lahagis is going on the die, right? So that's the Mishnah Tzoveya, okay? Mm-hmm. Go to Kuf Yud Zayin. This is the important Mishnah Berurah. Right? So the Ramah said something. What did the Ramah say? V'lechadchila yesh lasor af b'kedera b'chol inyan. Right? You should be careful with everything. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, El yafel hakedera lekara v'lo yotzi b'kaf. Rather, what you should do is that you should pour it out, right? And don't stick in a ladle. That's what it sounds like from the Ramah, right? That's easier than the Ramah is saying, right? 2 + 2 = 4, right? That if you hold its usher, even if it's not in the fire, and you're concerned that even if it's fully cooked, it's really not fully cooked.
How are you going to get out?
What?
How else are you going to get it out?
So he says, spill it out. Why is spilling it out any better? Right? It's a little unclear. What? Right. If you really hold to the science, then what's going on here? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, No. That chumra, the 2 + 2 chumra, that we're not going to be machmer on. Because really, the truth is like we said earlier, the mevusha called tzarko afil lahagis mutter. That if it is fully cooked, you're really allowed to even mix it around. As we'll say in Mavur Lakaman, the Sif Shinchaftas, Shinchafal Sofiyotas. Fine. So, what is the Chumra? So, he says, Baharotza Lahachmir, somebody who wants to be Machmir, Yachmir Bahagasa Mamish. Should only be Machmir by Mamish, mixing it around. About Lahotzi Bekaf, Ein Lahachmir Klal, but to remove it with a ladle, you don't have to be Machmir at all, with two caveats. Benispashal called Tzorcha, as long as it is fully cooked and it's not on the fire. Right? So if you've taken it off from the fire, so you, as the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you could for sure put in a calf and spoon out from there. That you don't have to worry about. Okay, so that's good. So that's Adkan Mishnah Berurah.
So that's the bottom line?
Whoa, so hold on a second. So again, let's just recount here. The Gemara doesn't talk about Hagasa at all with regards to Bishul. Okay, so we could certainly make the case that to mix it around to be a Maher Bishul when it's not fully cooked yet, that would be an Issa D'oraisa. I think we could be masking to that. That we'll agree to. That's okay. All right. The next thing, the Shulchan Aruch only is machmir on anything if it's not fully cooked. But if you take a look at it, it's fully cooked, so the Shulchan Aruch isn't machmir at all. Right? So there is this Ramah that we're not really sure what he's saying. That l'chachili, you should be machmir, af b'kedera, even with a kedera in all categories. So what is he talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah says, I'll tell you what he's talking about. He's saying, A, if it's fully cooked on the fire, you shouldn't spoon out. B, if it's fully cooked and you take it off the fire, maybe even then the Ramah says you shouldn't spoon out. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's not true. If it's off the fire and it's fully cooked, you could spill a spoon out. Yeah. Fine. So you take everything off the fire. So when is this relevant? When is this?
When you want to mix it to get an even heat distribution. You're not allowed to do that.
Two cases that it's relevant. Okay. Number one is probably the more... non-bachrish use would be that if you take a look at your chillant and all the oils floated to the top and it kind of, things have all separated out and you want to mix it together. Right? That's possibly number one. Is it possible for you to mix it together? So that's your mom is going to mix it around. So is that okay? So that's where I think the remote would be machmir. Take it off the fire. You should do it. Okay. But what is the more bachrish issue is the Friday night chillant. That's the, right, if you have a chillant going on the crock pot, and, it's winter, and you finish eating dinner at 6 o'clock, and now it's 10 o'clock at night, and I'm hungry, and the person might be hungry again, right? Is it possible for the person to, of course, wife permitting, to take some of the chillant for the next day? So this seems to be right. So that seems to be the problem that the Mishnah Berurah is raising, right? To take the top off. By the way, taking the top on and off might also be a problem of Hagasa. Why would that be a problem of Hagasa? because you're increasing heat. And I, it looks like it's fully cooked, right? So the kolbo says it's never fully cooked, right? So you always got to worry about that. Fine. So even think of kapara, top, bottom, rough, would have the same issues. So are you allowed to spoon out from that chillant on Friday night in order to have Friday night chillant? So it seems like this Mishabura seems to be saying one should be machmer, right? That seems to be what this Mishabura is saying here, right? So what's the issue? So how are you going to get your chillant Friday night otherwise? And how are you going to get the chillant otherwise Friday night if you can't spoon out?
You'd have to dump it out. Or like the
whoa, with the crock pot, you got to dump it out. I'm not sure where it goes.
No, you can't do it. I mean, it's
well, how did you? No, Bacher will take the afternoon.
How did you?
Well,
in the first place, how did you? You had dinner. You talk at 10 o'clock at night.
No, you didn't have chillant Friday night. Chillant's a day food. Chillant's a day food and late Friday night too.
And the presumption is it's already cooked.
We'll say it's fully cooked. It's been on the crock pot. It's the winter. It's been on the fire for 10, 12 hours already. It's already cooked. So how can I get it out of there? So first of all, just to deal with one issue first. The if you look, this is actually a good thing to notice. If those who have the regular standard edition Mishnah Berurah, I think that's everyone except for Alan. I don't know if you have. Do you have the Piskei Chazanish in the back? No, you don't either. If you take a look at the Sif Kuf Yud Gimel, right, you see there's a little star at the end of the word Kain Mashma. I don't know, neither of you have it probably. But right over here there's a little star at the end that says a Kain Mashma, there's a little star. Right? You see that, Joel? You got that?
No. Kain Mashma Padres Yosef.
Right, so you don't have a star there?
No.
My mission for that. All right, what is that star doing? That star sends you to the Piskei Chazanish in the back. So I don't think you have a Chazanish in the back. You do. You guys have it. These guys don't. To find Chazanishes in yours, you got to get lucky. You just got to know where to look. But if you look in the back, Simin Shin Yud Ches. So it goes by the same simanim, but it picks and you know wherever the Chazanish had something to say, that's where they stuck him in. Mm-hmm. So the last one in Simin Shin Yud Ches is going on this. It's a Sif Katan Kuf Yud Gimel on top, right? And it says Mishnah Berurah Kasav LaHachmir Lital Bekaf Kol Zman Shehu Aleish. Right? So he says to be machmir and take with the ladle as long as it's on the fire. Achmir is special Kol Tzarecho, even if it's fully cooked. Venira says the Chazanish. Venira Deberotza LaHashir Hakadera. So says the Chazanish that if you're in a situation where to put it back on, there's no blech. So you're not going to be allowed to put it back on. If you take it off the spoon out, you're not going to be able to put it back. Mm-hmm. And the only way to get the food out is to use a spoon. Right? So then perhaps there's room to be makel. Then you can be makel. Right, so he says that this chumrah of the Chazanish not to spoon out when it's on the fire. He says that's only if you know you have another good option. But if you don't have another good option, this chumrah of the Chazanish should not keep you. What? I'm sorry. The chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah should not keep you from enjoying your Friday night chill. Right. So that's makor number one. Right. That you do have a right to be makel for the sake of food.
But
yeah.
You're saying there is no option. What do you mean if there was another? There is no.
No. So here in this case, the Chazanish, there's no option, but if I take it off, I'm not going to be able to put it back. Right? So if I want the food, the only way for me to get the food is to spoon out from it while it's on the fire. Okay. Says the Chazanish, mutter.
Okay.
Right?
And why is this, does the Mishnah have any better eitzes?
Right. So what's the other eitzah?
Why can't you put it back?
So in the Chazanish's example, there's no blech.
Just not possible.
Oh. What?
How was it on the
fire?
It was from before.
Right. So when I was growing up, my parents' crock pot was there was no insert, right? It was just a crock pot, right?
Right.
So the only way to get the chillin' out on Friday night would be to dip. The only way to get the chillin' out on Shabbos day is to dip a ladle in and to take stuff out.
It was set on the timer to go off, but it didn't go off. Then you were spooning it out of...
Right, so the Chazanish for sure clearly says mutter, and I think that's for sure mutter. So now, that's for sure.
Yeah, what is it? It says, She'in hakadera hu agave kira she'en a grufa.
That's referring to a blech. Right, it's on a kira, it's on a fire, that's not covered. The fire is not covered. So that's a code word for blech.
Okay.
Okay? So what's the more common scenario of Zmana? Is that blech?
A code word for blech. Kira is an oven, right?
Kira is the oven. Grufa v'ktuma is what you talk, is either you cover the fire,
grufa, or you... covered?
Yeah, grufa, or you...
I thought it meant grufa means it's gripped away.
Grufa is... Right. Grufa, I forget which one is which. Grufa, one of them is swept away and one of them is covered. So
yeah, the
ketubah
part. Okay, but
all right.
Okay.
That's
it. So it's swept away. It's just the heat of the oven that's left.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right. It's something where you wouldn't be able to. He's saying it's not. He's saying it's not. Right. Meaning it's right. Right.
Or be something
cold. Right in the fire. So the more common scenario in the crock pot tissue. What's wrong?
Yeah, I swear. I'm trying to get the word because I
it says
Venera,
again. It says Venera de Berotza Lahashak Dir Kashiala Kira She'ena Grupa, meaning it's not swept away. Meaning, uh-huh. It means the fire is right there.
Okay.
She Misalka, that if okay. you take it away, there'll be no heter to put it back.
Alright.
Right? The only way to take it out would be with a spoon. You can be baked
on
it. Right.
Okay.
But you can make a lot of tea against that, against the Mishavur. So the second din is, so what's the other way to take it back? So the way that they classically teach is, with the inserts now, right, you can take it out, hold it, right, you have to keep in mind the five limits of Chazara, right, so you have to be able to hold it the whole time, you have to, if you look in the Ramah, this is my problem, if you look in the Ramah, it says you can't put it down.
Right.
So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, you can be makel if you're holding it the whole time, so then you're allowed to put it down.
Huh?
Okay, but that right, is this.
Can you hold on?
This is
it gets heavy. Yeah,
yes!
It's like when you play chess, once you hold on to the piece, you take back your move.
Right, exactly.
Let go?
That's it. Exactly. Where is the Chazara Ramah? And we'll get to this in a couple of weeks when we go back and do Simon Reishon and Gimel.
Next week will be busy.
Next week will be busy, right? Shir is canceled next week. There it is, right? So in Reishon and Gimel, so it gives you the limit, the conditions of Chazara. Right, and he says that you're allowed to put it back as long as it's still hot, as long as it was still in your hands, and as long as you didn't put it on the ground, and as long as you had in mind to put it back. Right, those are the things that you have to do. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch carefully, right, he seems to be saying that it has to be in your hand, and you're not allowed to put it on the ground in order to matir chazara. Right, you have to hold it up in the air. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah says, you can be makel, you can put it down, you can rely on the makilin in order to put it down something, hold on to it the whole time and put it back.
And the advantage is that, or we just ladle and
spoon. Right, but exactly. But if you take it out and put it down on something, right, so then you're already relying on a kula. So why is it better to accept the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah that's based on a possible read of the Ramah, that's based on a possible chumrah of the Kolbo that the Shulchan Aruch never heard of, right? While in the meantime, you're giving up on a clear din in Shulchan Aruch. Right, so I remember the first time that I ever prepared this in order to give over. So it hit me that day. I thought, I'm going to teach. I was ready to teach the whole thing. You take it out, you got to put it down, you got to spoon out, and you got to blah, 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 you got to pashka around. But I was looking at this, like, wait a second. Right? What are you gaining here? I'm going to teach my people, right? You seem to be losing by doing this shtick. So I called up Rabbi Willig that day. I went to the special by Rabbi Willig. I said, Rabbi Willig, what's the story? Are we machmir for Hagasa? Aren't you losing out on Chazara? So he said, you're right. He said he thought that was a good thing. So that's my advice. My advice is pretty much, I would say that we erase. There are cases where one would be machmir for sim and reish for sif. Where are we? Sif yud ches, right? Right. There are other cases where the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah would come into play in Sivan Yud Ches. For instance, if you have something sitting on the blech, right? If you have the children sitting on the blech and you want to move it to a colder place in the blech, I think that's for sure is okay. That for sure. I mean, that Kumra probably you should keep, but to take it out of the crock pot, put it down, and hold it there while you spoon out, and then to put it back. what's the word I'm looking for? You're losing by, you're gaining by losing. I'm not sure what the expression is, but I think you're gaining something, but you're losing something else that I don't think it's worth it. Especially because you always hear the stories where the guy like forgot to hold on to it the whole time. They're like, oh God, I forgot to hold on to it the whole time. And then, yeah, the only place where I saw this chumra actually kept, I didn't actually see it, but speaking very well, like in Mar Shakol, so there's a guy that's what they do every year. Right? So you have the Friday night chillin. So you so the same thing. You take it off the fire and you hold it, so when there was a guy who could hold the whole cholent in midair while people would spoon out, right? The piping hot cholent he would take out and hold it like this. So if that guy is not around to hold the cholent hot up, I think makom lahakel on the Friday night cholent to take out from.
Where are you going to put it back? You said you're going to pick it up and hold it.
Ladle,
whatever.
And put it back on a. Yeah, you also. The other thing is right, you have to put it back on a blech.
Okay.
You have to put it back on a blech.
All right.
What? Right, that's what we started doing the Mar Shakol. We started having the Friday night shalom. The problem is there's never enough Friday night shalom, too, I said.
I mean, it's like, I realize it's two different people. But the idea that you have to keep it in your hand and you can't put it on the ground.
Right.
Seems redundant. If I have it in my hand, of course I can't put it in the ground. So this is
right, if you're going to say not like, I see what you're saying. If you're going to say like that kula, then the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really make any sense.
No, I'm just saying, the very fact that he says both, although it's between two people, indicates that.
Right.
Putting it on the ground.
Right. It sounds like that's what he said. Now, it could be that putting it on the ground is really like putting it in the fridge. That's like really what it means. Like, putting it on the ground means like putting it in the cold.
Who would put it on the ground anyway?
What?
You didn't put it on the
ground. No, it means putting it down. Let's say al-gabi, right, if I say al-gabi karka, you could say al-gabi shulchan. Right? Yeah, al-gabi karka, karka was cold. Okay. That might be the room to be made. But whatever. Why would you put it down? Yeah, we couldn't afford tables.
You see, a lot of people do it that way.
Yeah,
they have the number of Rosh Hakola, but they don't hold like.
Yeah, I taught it that. Well, no, they're not. It's not against the Chazon Ish. Remember, the Chazon Ish doesn't say this. The Chazon Ish is only saying that if you have no other choice, this is what you should do. That's what he said. So you could say, well, you have another choice if you have a krakar with an insert, right? So you have a choice. You can take it out and do the whole thing. So that's where I added in that I think that he doesn't say to do that. He's not talking about electrical crackpots. It didn't exist. The Chazon Ish
would say. This is for an emergency, but don't tell me you plan to do this every week.
No, I'm not sure. I think that I'm not sure that's what he's talking about. But the Chazon Ish,
and you'll always have the same problem.
No, I think that the Chazon Ish is saying I don't think he's going that far. I think the Chazon Ish says you could plan for this if you have no other way of getting it off. So don't let this chumra, the Mishnah Berurah, get in your way of eating food. I think that's what he's saying, right? Don't, this chumra is not worth not giving up, and you don't have to give up eating in order to be able to say this chumra of the Mishnah Berurah. I think that I feel I'm pretty safe ground saying. The further step I think is that's my advice. I'd say don't get involved with the moving and the fashioning around. That's what I do. Just take right
so
out
you
of the other chumra.
What is it then? How does that sound
for
a problem?
No, the insert doesn't. No, the insert, in theory, if you have an insert, then maybe you should then meet Mechuyev to take it out and put it down and spoon out, etc. So what I'm pointing out is that, when we get up to Chazara in a couple of weeks, we'll look at this more in depth. What I'm pointing out is I think you're losing. Yosei Schar Behafseda, right? You're gaining by losing. I think you're losing a Chumra. You're losing a Chumra by Chazara in order to gain a Chumra by Hagasa, which I think the Chumra by Chazara is a much more important one to keep, is found actually in the Shulchan Aruch, as opposed to the one by Hagasa, which is maybe in the Ramah. Like, it's not exactly sure where it's coming from. Okay? Okay, I guess we could give So the main thing in the next, we could do the next sif quickly, but the main part is the Mishnah Berurah. It says, "Asur latuach shemen v'shum al hatsliv odu keneged hamedura." So you're not allowed to pour oil or spices, garlic, on something that's being roasted while it's still on the fire. Afilu nitzla hatzlimi ba'od yom. Even if it was already cooked before it became Shabbos. Because you are, not because you're cooking whatever you're pouring onto, but you're cooking what you are pouring, right? By pouring the oil on, right, you're then going to be cooking the oil. Now the question is that, again, the Shulchan Aruch said, k'neged hamadura, when it's by the fire. Right, so why only by the fire? So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says it's not necessarily by the fire. Lav dafka, the Mishnah Berurah says. We'll do the first couple of lines. So the first din that the Mishnah Berurah quotes we'll do. I can do a lav dafka. Duhu adin b'mavir es hashvud. Even if you took the spit off, right? Shetachlov alav hatzli me'aish, that you removed the tzli, that you removed the barbecue from the fire. Kolzman shehu rosach. Right, as long as it is still hot, you're not allowed to put things on it. Even if you put it down on something else, it's still aser. Right. So what are we saying here? That if you have a steak that was on a barbecue, right, and you take it off and put it down someplace else, that's still considered a kli rishon. Right, that's still considered roi levishal. Why is that? So we've touched on this also already a few times.
This is a kli.
What?
You took the steak off the.
You took barbecue. The steak off the. You took the meat off, really. The meat off the barbecue. You put it down on a plate, okay. Right? To take stuff and pour it onto the. To take something so far that hasn't been cooked. Steak referring sauce. To. Well, not the steak sauce is not a good example. We'll see. Okay. But to take something and put it on that meat is a problem.
It's a kli rishon.
We're gonna. It's on a kli sheni, but the meat itself is calling a kli rishon. Why? So let's just take a look. Fourth line of Mishnah Berurah. That kama poskim sovrim the davar gush kol zman sheyatzel lespa afilu b'kli sheni mevashel. That if you have a davar gush, right, something that's solid, as long as it's still hot, even if it's in a kli sheni, it still can cook. Right, we've had this a few times already. Right, if you take a steak off, right, and put it down someplace else, or potato kugel, right, you have it really hot and put it down someplace else, it still may have a din of a kli rishon. Why should it still have a din of a kli rishon? Why should it still have a din of a kli rishon? So it makes sense, right? Because what's the whole svara of kli rishon to kli sheni according to Tosos? Right, why does it work? Right?
It's a decrease in heat.
Right, a decrease in heat. That when the liquid goes and hits the walls of the new pot, right, so therefore it's considered a decrease in heat. So that works very well for liquids, right? Because liquids adopt every, right, that's the definition of a liquid, right? It adopts whatever the shape of the container it's into. But meat, right, solids don't adopt the container, the shape the container falls into. So maybe the whole kula of kli sheni doesn't apply to things that are solid, in which case, it's, if it's solid, it's considered hot as long as it's still considered hot. Alright, so maybe
unless you spend time, unless you leave it
unless you cool it off.
Right.
Yeah, but once you cool it off,
but he doesn't talk about that.
No, he's saying it's usher to put oil and or shum or garlic is fresh garlic onto something that's hot. And he says it, right? Keneged hamadura, right, as long as we come ba'odo Keneged Hamadura, as long as it's still there by the fire. Yeah. Or Mishnah Berurah says, as long as it's still hot, but it gets cooled off. So you are allowed to, right?
Wait, it's cold, but then you don't want to eat it.
Right, and it's cold, so then you. Yatsa Scarba Hefseda, right? You've gained by a little. Alright? Just.